We knew that victory today would give us a chance of maybe jumping one or two places, and that's what's happened. It's a marathon, this league, and you've got to see it through. And we did that today. I felt we deserved to win, perhaps by more, really, but one was enough. And a great day here for Palace, because the home form hasn't been particularly brilliant, but away form has been unbelievable, really. And outside the top teams, no one's been better than us in the last 18 games, and that's why we finished 10th.
You've done an extraordinary job. Do you accept that? Are you kind of proud of what you've achieved?
Well, of course. You know, I had a tough start to the season at Newcastle. I'm so pleased for them today. They've got the best fans in the world. It's like a religion up there, football. And they haven't really been served up the quality that they deserve. The first half of the season, we did okay, but no more than that. And the second half has been a real struggle. But well done to John and the staff, and particularly the players, to get it over the line. And now they can regroup and reinvest, and hopefully they can give that club, their fans, what they deserve, a top eight club. It's difficult with the top four, but a top eight club, and I think they'll accept that.
You've given yourself a task. You've said, we finished in the top 10. I don't want to ever finish lower than that in the future. So you're already looking ahead to achieving better next season.
No, but I think that should be our aim. I'm not saying that we will finish a 10th or above. I'm saying that that's what we've finished. So the facts speak for themselves. We've broke so many records today for Crystal Palace in the Premier League. And next year we've got to try and beat it. I'm not saying we will, but we're going to try.
And when does the job start again? Are you allowed to have a break, or are you straight back on it thinking about new players and new plans for next season?
Well, life, the technology of today makes life very, very simple for me. I just have my mobile phone,
right,
and I tell the wife I'm going to listen to it at 6 o'clock, listen to my voice messages, and then I'll react. And that I can do that and still be a dad, so no problem there.
And a thought on one more thing, sorry. It looks as if Sam Allardyce won't be the West Ham manager next season. They've said that they won't be renewing his contract. That's another club that you know quite well. I just wondered if you had any thoughts on what they might do next, West Ham.
Well, this is the nature of the world that we live in, us managers. Sam really and truly has done a fantastic job there, and doesn't deserve to not have a new contract. But that's sometimes the board's view, and he will, and we all have to respect that view. I had it with Southampton with me when I thought it was very, very harsh, and they got rid of me. So it happens. But Sam will be fine. He will get a top club. And next year, all us managers are going to be under enormous pressure, because we're the focal point, too much so, by the media. And therefore, next year, when the big TV money kicks in the year after, there's going to be real topsy-turvy changes in this division. And I hope I'm not one of them. But, you know, I think we're all expecting that in our kind of world. And it's disappointing, but it's a fact.